Well, sport from the BBC with Joe Parsons. Coming up, Real Madrid fall further behind in the Spanish title race. Manchester City leave it late in the FA Cup.
Here comes Richards, right-hand side for Manchester City! Dzeko! His first goal in English football! And Manchester City have finally been able to unlock the door.
So City secure a replay against Notts County. And despite winning his second Australian Open title, Novak Djokovic says Nadal and Federer are still the men to beat.
Rafa and Roger, two best players in the world, no question about that. And you can't compare my success and Murray's success to their success. I mean, they're two most dominant players in the game.
More from Novak Djokovic to come, but first, Real Madrid's hopes of winning the Spanish league title suffered a huge setback with a surprise 1-0 defeat at Osasuna. Javier Camunas scored the goal to consign Jose Mourinho's side to only their second league defeat of the season. The result leaves Real 7 points behind the league leaders Barcelona, and with a mammoth task ahead of them if they're to make up that deficit. So will Jose Mourinho be judged a failure in his first season in La Liga? As Spain-based football reporter Ashish Sharma doesn't think so.
I think people accept very much that this Barcelona team is exceptional. Their victory on Saturday against Hercules meant that they've equaled Real Madrid's 1960-61 team that had Alfredo Di Stefano, that won 15 consecutive games. And they call Barcelona the machine here. So everyone knows that the task is very hard. I think where Mourinho's made it very difficult for himself, he's picked fights with people like Valdano, he's picked fights with the media. And of course, it's fine when you're winning, but when you start losing, that's when the problems arise. And I think that's where he's going to find the situation very difficult for him, for his brashness, for picking fights with other managers, with referees, but more significantly with his own club and the directors.
Inter Milan kept their Serie A title hopes alive. Striker Gianpaolo Pazzini scored twice on his debut to help them come back from 2-0 down to beat Palermo 3-2 at the San Siro. Elsewhere, second place Napoli thrashed Sampdoria 4-0 with Uruguay striker Edwin Cavani scoring a hat-trick as they cut the gap on leaders AC Milan to 4 points. Here in England, Manchester City were given a scare by the League One side Notts County in the FA Cup. City trailed by a goal to nil and looked to be going out of the competition before their new signing Edin Dzeko equalised 10 minutes from time with his first goal for the club. Details come from the BBC's Conor McNamara.
At one stage, it looked like Notts County were set to follow Manchester City as new money billionaires on the football map. Sven-Göran Eriksson was named as director of football. He approached none other than Roberto Mancini about becoming manager at Meadow Lane. You might remember Sol Campbell was drafted in from the Premier League and the money was expected to flow. As it was, the club ended up being sold for £1. But they showed in this cup tie that they still have plenty of heart at Notts County. Neil Bishop put the League One side ahead around the hour mark, and Manchester City's new £27 million side signing Edin Dzeko produced his first goal in English football to force the replay.
Well, the Notts County manager is the former Manchester United, Inter Milan and England midfielder Paul Ince. He says he couldn't fault the effort of his players.
You look at 75 minutes, you won it up against the richest team in the world. And you're saying, can you hold on, can you hold on? And we tired a little bit, you know, which you're going to do. You know, so they're a fantastic side and they move the ball well, even on a pitch is, you know, it's not as good as theirs. And, you know, once they got the equaliser, you know, I think most people would expect us to capitulate, and we didn't. You know, we tried to win the game, actually started going forward, had a couple of chances where we could have won it. And overall, I mean, it was just a fantastic performance.
Manchester City's England winger Adam Johnson will be out for around 3 months after suffering ankle ligament damage in the match. Fulham scored 4 goals in the first 45 minutes to end Tottenham's run in the Cup. Danny Murphy scored twice from the penalty spot, and Spurs had Michael Dawson sent off. The Fulham manager Mark Hughes says they were worthy winners.
We played exceptionally well in that first opening period and got them on the back foot, which we talked about before the start of the game, and took the game away from them. And respected about what they planned to do, I think it would have been very difficult to beat us today, even if circumstances were that they kept 11 men on the field to play.
As for the Spurs manager Harry Redknapp, he feels his side were the architects of their own downfall.
Well, it's game over after 5 minutes, wasn't it? Two penalties and a standing off. It's, what do you do? It's hard. We've had probably one bad half. You can count them on one hand, the bad days I've had since I arrived here. And the first half, it was just one of those days.
Can you put it down just to tired legs?
No, I put it down to Michael making, who's been fantastic. Love Michael Dawson to bits. Love him. He's fantastic. Great centre-half. Made two horrendous errors and got sent off. What, give two penalties away. And what can you do? It's game over. 2-0, 10 minutes. I mean, you know, we're not Barcelona, we're not going to keep playing with 10 men coming back from 2-0 down away at the moment winning.
Arsenal needed a late penalty from Cesc Fabregas to overcome the League One side Huddersfield Town 2-1 and book their place in the fifth round. The Gunners played the entire second half at the Emirates with 10 men after Sebastian Scalacci was sent off. The Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger concedes they were lucky.
It was difficult because we were down to 10 men. We were not at our best in the overall. Huddersfield played well. You have to give them credit. They were dangerous, played always going forward. And once it was 1-1, we were close at some stage to lose the game and to win the game. Then in the final part of the game, we found resources again to be dangerous. And in the end, we got a penalty who gave us the qualification.
And Wenger could be without his midfielder Samir Nasri for up to 3 weeks after the player suffered a hamstring injury. Elsewhere, Victor Obinna scored a hat-trick as West Ham came from behind to beat Nottingham Forest 3-2. And the Premier League strugglers Wolverhampton Wanderers are out of the cup after losing 1-0 to Stoke City. The draw for the fifth round was also made on Sunday in one of the most eye-catching match-ups. Non-league side Crawley Town faced Manchester United at Old Trafford. The Crawley manager Steve Evans says the tie is a dream come true.
We are going to play the biggest club in the world with the best manager in my lifetime and possibly beyond. And I've said that on record for season after season. And it'll be an absolute honour to go and play against a man who's from Glasgow and I'm from Glasgow. He's from one side, I'm from the other. It'll just be such a fantastic occasion. Words can't put anything into effect. It's the world has gone crazy.
Elsewhere, Arsenal travel to the League One side Leyton Orient, and the holders Chelsea will face the Championship side Reading if they beat Everton in their replay. And you can see the full draw on our website, that's bbcworldservice.com. Tennis now, and Novak Djokovic believes Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer are still the dominant pair, despite his victory at the Australian Open in Melbourne. The Serbian world number three beat Britain's Andy Murray in straight sets to claim the first Grand Slam of the season. It's the first time in nearly 3 years that neither Nadal or Federer has featured in a Grand Slam final. But Djokovic has dismissed all the talk of a changing of the guard.
Still, Rafa and Roger, two best players in the world, no question about that, and you can't compare my success and Murray's success to their success. I mean, they're two most dominant players in the game for a while, and all the credit to them. It's nice to see that there are some new players in the later stages of Grand Slams fighting for a title. I don't want to stop here. Definitely, I want to keep my body healthy, fit, ready for some more challenges to come. I feel that I have a good game for all the surfaces. It's obvious that hardcourt is my favorite surface. I mean, two finals in US Open, two finals here. I mean, it's obvious, you know, results are showing everything. But still, I feel I can do well in French Open and Wimbledon.
The Australian Open champion Novak Djokovic there. The American golfer Bubba Watson has won the US PGA Tour event at Torrey Pines. He carded a final round of 5 under par 67 to finish 16 under par, one stroke ahead of Phil Mickelson. Tiger Woods, who was playing his first tournament of the year and had won five previous events at Torrey Pines, finished 15 shots off the pace. France have become the first nation in 37 years to retain the men's world handball title. They overcame Denmark by 37-35 in the final in Malmo, and in the process become the second nation, behind the host Britain, to qualify for the event at the London Olympics. Spain beat the host nation Sweden 24-23 to claim the bronze medal. A top story again, Real Madrid's hopes of winning the Spanish League title suffered a huge setback with a surprise 1-0 defeat at Osasuna. The result leaves Real 7 points behind the league leaders Barcelona. That's the latest World Sport from the BBC World Service here in London.